Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. So Dave and Bethley move on today from chapter 8 into chapter 9 of the Proverbs as they continue to discuss teaching your children to embrace wisdom. So let those miles fade away between you and the Youngs as they share their hearts and experiences with you wherever you might be in the world.
So the second question is, what are the steps to wisdom? All right.
Yes. Well, it almost sounded like while we're trying to define wisdom, that it's totally unattainable and you will try to struggle your whole life to find wisdom and you won't find it. But that's not true. You can find wisdom when you need it. And we've quoted the verse often from James chapter 1 about if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God.
Yes.
And he will give it to you. And one of the ways he tries to give us wisdom is in the Proverbs.
Yes. And in that same book, James chapter 3 gives us another verse about wisdom when he says the wisdom that is from above, and he describes it, doesn't define it. He describes it. He says it's pure and peaceable and gentle and easily entreated and without partiality and without hypocrisy and full of good fruits. Mm-hmm. So you almost can't define wisdom without telling what it does.
That's true.
And I love that. So this is a big word. But Proverbs 8 and 9, what Proverbs 8 and 9 do is they personify wisdom and understanding. Mm-hmm. And so let's just start here in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 1. And read that one for us, and let's get started.
All right. So how far down would you like to read?
Just read several verses here, maybe down through verse 4.
Okay. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of the high places, by the way, in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man.
Think about that. That's just wonderful. Because what he's saying right there is that wisdom wants to know you.
Yes.
And I love that. I love that truth. Wisdom's crying out. Understanding is lifting up a voice. And she's standing and she's by the way of our lives. As we're walking through life, God wants to offer us wisdom.
Yes.
And wisdom is crying out to us. I'm here. I'm available. And how encouraging is that?
Yes.
Because life is hard. And, you know, raising children are hard. And going through challenges in life can be very difficult. Mm-hmm. But wisdom is always there going, hey, I'm here. I'm here. I'm available. And he even says here, you know, wisdom calls out to the men. I'm calling out to you men, my voice and you simple ones. Mm-hmm. And I kind of chuckled at that because in a sense, all of us are simple.
Yes.
We all struggle with sin. We all battle. We all, you know, have difficulties along the way.
Right.
And so wisdom, the steps to wisdom is actually a personification of the quality of wisdom. And what he lays out for us, so we got to, maybe before we jump into that, just remind ourselves of what these Proverbs are. You know, Proverbs here, the writing of Solomon in the book of Proverbs, these are truths to live by.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what we're doing is we're taking steps to find out how to live our life. We're looking for truth. Finding wisdom is looking for truth.
Yes.
Because Proverbs gives us those truths. They help us to train our children.
Mm-hmm.
They help our children make good choices. And I'm talking about the Proverbs now. These words of wisdom help our children to make good choices and live successfully.
Yes.
And isn't that what all of us want for our children?
Absolutely.
We want them to make right choices. And none of us always make the perfect choice. None of our children ever will, because we don't either. But our goal is that God help us to know you and know your word and know wisdom in such a way that we're making right choices every step of the way. And the wonderful thing about God's word is that when you don't make a right choice, he even lays out for us, what do you do then?
Right.
Well, you make it right. Mm-hmm. And you correct it. You do a course correction right there. Just, you know, do a U-turn if you have to, you know, stop and figure it out if you have to. But the point is that Proverbs was given to help us train our children so they can make good choices and live successfully. This is about wisdom. And Proverbs lead individuals, homes, and nations, entire nations, he says here, to discover God's blessings.
Mm.
And this is important. So we have to learn from them.
Yes.
And don't forget this, for you that, you know, struggle about Proverbs and what they mean and other, they are the inspired word of God. So remember that they are true. And they seem to fall into two categories. Do you agree with this? Sometimes they're pictures and sometimes they're literal.
Yes.
And so when it's a picture, well, what do you do when it's a picture? One guy told me that the Proverbs cannot be taken literal based on the passage that we're going to read later where the Bible says, or where Solomon wrote about the young man that refuses to obey his father and will not listen to his mother. I'm butchering that as I paraphrase it here.
You're fine. You're doing
he
well.
He says that the ravens of the valley will pluck out their eyeballs and the young eagles will eat them. And he right. said, see there, the Proverbs aren't literal. They don't make any sense at all. Well, what was Solomon saying? There's a lesson there inspired by God for me and you to think about. And what we do is when there's a picture thrown at us, and here's what we have in Proverbs 8 and 9, we have a picture. Mm-hmm. And when you get to chapter 9, the picture gets, more interesting because wisdom, he says, has this beautiful house. Mm. And it's almost like this stately mansion.
Right.
She has these pillars and there's wonderful food there. And it's just, you almost get this idea of that when you see wisdom, here's this beautiful, beautiful home with manicured lawns and gardens and it's clean and the food is amazing. Mm-hmm. And then he lays out another picture here and says, you don't have to go to wisdom because there's another house over here calling out too, and that's the house of folly. And the house of folly is this little shack on the side of the road that says, it's better over here. and is it weird that when you have the option for wisdom and folly, so many people choose folly over wisdom? And I never understand that.
I don't either.
Because it's just back to our sin nature.
But we have to at different points in our lives. All of us have chosen folly over wisdom. I was thinking of where you were saying that some of the Proverbs give us a picture to live by. I mean, Jesus himself did that in the parables. He gave us stories that teach a truth that we can take with us.
Sure.
Whatever season of life we're going into, but even just the personification as wisdom, as a woman calling in the streets, just going down the road and saying, hey, I'm right here. If you just look over here, come over here, get some counsel from me. Don't look on Instagram. Don't ask Meta anything. I've seen that in the search bar now on our social media. And I'm just like where it says, ask Meta anything. And I want to type in there and say, no, ask God everything. But anyway, that's just me. And
I think that's wonderful, sweetheart. Ask God everything. But isn't that the point of Proverbs?
But the Proverbs does give us this beautiful picture of wisdom as a woman who is available. And so many times we haven't tuned our ears to listen for wisdom, or we have more tuned our heart to go to Google or to social media or to our friends instead of searching out, what does the Word of God say? What wisdom does God have for me? What truths does he have for me to follow? So even though it's just a picture, we can't look at Proverbs chapter 8 and go, wisdom isn't a woman. Wisdom is this very difficult thing to define. And so that can't be true. Well, all of the verses here are true about wisdom, even though she's pictured as a woman.
Yeah. So in verse 4, we're reminded here that wisdom calls to both the simple and the fool. Mm-hmm. And the lessons we learn from that is, look, anyone can seek wisdom and find it. Anyone can. If you feel like, I don't know what to do, and the word is, I'm kind of simple about this, the idea there is I just don't know. I don't know. Well, God gave us his word. Proverbs is here, laid out for us, so we can look at it, so we can study, so we can think. And, Bethany just said something there that all of us need to be very concerned about, and that is that social media can give a way to live, can teach philosophies. And one of the things you're going to find is that a mother who has a three-year-old can on social media appear to be a very successful mom who has raised her kids, and the proof is out there, her kids are adults and they're amazing. And the danger in that is that if social media gives this idea that here's success, but you don't see the proof, and what God is wanting you to know right here is look down the road. Where is this wisdom is a better way to live because it leads in a direction that makes life better?
Absolutely.
So we find it in God's, we got to search for it in God's word. We've got to look to those who have the proof. When we're looking for wisdom from people, we want to know, is there any proof to what you're saying here that it makes a difference?
Right.
And we're going to talk about that later. So anybody can seek wisdom and find it. That's one of the lessons we learn about Proverbs chapter 8 and 9. And the other lesson is that we have to teach it to our children. Solomon, in these verses, is teaching his son about wisdom. What a lesson for us. Moms and dads, we must master the art of teaching our children about God and truth and God's word. And maybe that's a matter of even, we just mentioned social media. You cannot talk about the family much. You can't talk about life much at all without being aware of both the blessings and the dangers of social media. And if our children get their philosophy of life from social media influencers who are just making money, that's the main reason they do everything they do. It's to make money. It's not in order to help you build a wonderful life 25 years from now that is successful and good. It's about them making a living and getting your attention with whatever they have to do via, you know, your entertainment. It's really, it's a form of entertainment, but we don't need entertainment. We need truth.
Well, and I was just even thinking, if you as a parent are getting your parenting philosophies or quote unquote wisdom from what you're finding on social media, or you're finding from cultural writing, people that are saying, you know what, just your children are wise. They are born wise, and we need to learn from them, and we just need to let them find out for themselves and discover things for themselves. There is some, I hesitate to say the word truth in that, but there is some truth in that. It is good for us to remember that children can teach us to slow down and enjoy life, because sometimes we get too busy and we're just like, no, I don't want to look at the flower you just picked. I want to just move along. But the Bible teaches us that if our children are going to learn true godly wisdom, we have to be the ones teaching it to them. Your children will not just stumble into godly wisdom on their own. They must be taught it. And we are really the number one people as their parents to teach that to them.
Sure. So the first four verses here are reminding us that anybody can seek wisdom and find it.
Yes.
And it's reminding us that we have to teach it to our children. The point here is that Solomon is teaching his son. Wisdom itself is speaking to our children.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's a wonderful thing. Wisdom's over here crying, going, hey, hey, here's the better way to live.
And you as a parent,
I love that,
can teach them to open their ears to truth and to wisdom.
And then the other thing is that in verse 17, read Proverbs 8, verse 17 for us, and listen to what Solomon says here.
Wisdom says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me.
So the point there is that our children must also seek it themselves. Here's a threefold cord, and we're going to be out of time. A threefold cord. As we diligently teach wisdom, and wisdom itself speaks, as we teach and wisdom speaks and our children seeks, that is a threefold cord that provides a wonderful foundation for our lives and our futures and our families. We've got to learn from it. So teach it. Go to the Word of God. Teach truth. Teach our kids how to live. Teach our kids to listen to wisdom, because wisdom is speaking. We diligently teach. Wisdom diligently speaks. Our children diligently seeks. And what happens there is our kids are on the right path and they find out this is a wonderful way to live.
Absolutely.
Now, you got to join us next week. And as you do, we're going to kind of pick this up again and just talk a little bit more, kind of wrap up here a few verses about the steps to wisdom. But the point we really want to draw attention to and spend the majority of the rest of our time on in Proverbs 8 and 9 is, what is the value of wisdom? Because when you see how valuable it is, what it can do for you, and it's in the value of wisdom that we even are going to go back to chapter 6 and pick up those, the six things the Lord hates and seven are an abomination. That shows up here in chapter 8 and 9, and it's going to be good.
Well, what a blessing. I'm always encouraged by the Youngs. Hey, tune in next time for Cracker Jack Friday as Dave and Bethley share another Q&A episode. This is Michael Barnett, and if you'd like more information or would like to hear more of these edifying episodes of Keeping It Young, just visit keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening, and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIO Radio Network.